Tucker.
Okay. All right. Well, we will call to order the July 12th conference meeting of the Environmental Quality Council. Ms. Spencer, could you please take the roll?
Chairman Vincent.
Here.
Vice Chair Hamlet.
Here.
Representative Curdy.
Here.
Representative Ellis.
Here.
Representative Gunderson.
Here.
Representative Manzella.
Here.
Representative White.
Here.
Senator Lang.
Excuse
me. John Brennan, proxy for Senator Lang.
Senator Phillips.
Here.
Senator Pomnikowski.
Here.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Vukovich.
Excuse.
Mr. Aspenlighter.
Here.
Mr. Brendan.
Here.
Ms. Paul.
Here.
Mr. Vincent.
Here.
Mr. Holmes. Thank you.
Okay, members, we have a quorum. We're going to jump right into it and try not to take up too much of everybody's time. Thank you all for joining this call so we can get this done. Ms. Stockwell, did you want to give a brief introduction to the letter? I know it's been sent out and everybody's had a chance to review it, but do you want to just run through it really quick?
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, all the members received a copy of the letter addressed to both Secretary Sonny Perdue and Secretary Ryan Zinke with the content that was discussed at your June 30th EQC meeting. Mr. Vincent had proposed some addition to the letter. However, I sent out an article yesterday to the committee that showed that Secretary Perdue has just approved emergency haying on CRP acres in most of Montana, the drought-stricken areas, effective July 16th. And so I'll leave it to Mr. Vincent to discuss, but that language may not be put forward at this time.
Mr. Chair, members, I just threw that in there because I had in my notes the recollection of the discussion that we needed to allow landowners to do everything in their reasonable power to protect their property and adjacent properties from wildfires, and one of those would have been that the mid-management of haying on the CRP lands was allowed, but not until July 15th. And so since we were writing a letter to Senator to Secretary Perdue anyway, and the CRP is under USDA, I felt it would be good to put in there.
Mr. Vincent, we would probably just agree that to refrain from putting that additional language in there now at this point, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
no
great.
Need.
Mr.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, two other items, technically. One, Ms. Spencer asked me to remind everyone that when you speak on the line, if you would just say your name when you start so that we know for the record who is talking. And then two, I do want to point out we received some information from the DNRC today that there's a better reference to the helicopter number in the current proposed letter. We have written Montana UH-1H helicopters, and I understand that it would be better to say the Montana MT-205 helicopters. So in any letter that you consider to move forward, Mr. Chairman, we would make that technical change.
Great. Thanks, Hope. Is there any public comment on the letter? Is there anybody in the room, Hope, for public comment?
Mr. Chairman, John Tubbs, Director of DNRC, available for questions if you want to.
Thanks for being there, Director. Any other public comment? Seeing none, any discussion? Okay, well, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the letter with the technical change to the helicopter reference.
I so move. Senator Phillips, Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Any discussion on the motion?
Question.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Proxies?
Aye.
A proxy, aye. For John Brendan, proxy for Senator Lang, aye.
Senator Vukovich votes aye by proxy.
That was Vice Chair Hamlet, Ms. Spencer. Okay. We need to continue our need to reconsider, I guess, the objection to continuing to look at the dog training rule pursuant to 2-4-305 to take a look at this a little bit further in September. The department's working on some changes. Senator Phillips, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we did object to that rule as it's currently written, and we will be having this on the agenda in September. But since this is an official meeting, we need to renew our objection. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Brendan. I so move to continue our objection in the same language that we did at our last meeting.
Okay. Before I'll entertain the vote on that, Senator, thanks for making the motion. I do need to ask for public comment. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Okay, hearing none.
Oh, hold on just a minute, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the council, this is Amy Hockluck, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. I don't have comment. I'm here if there are any questions. Well, I guess I do have one comment, which is that we're planning on putting out an amendment, a further opportunity for public comment and notice of hearings prior to your September meeting, so you will have some updated language to consider at that time, and there will be more process after that point as well. Thank you.
Thank you for being here as well. Any further public comment? Okay, we have a motion to renew our objection. Is there any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, let's all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Proxy?
Proxy, aye for Senator Lang.
Aye for Senator Vukovic.
Okay. Moving right along here, we'll just take public comment on any matter not contained in this agenda.
There appears to be none, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Do we have any other business or instructions to our staff members?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Brendan. I just want to tell you how extreme we've had four fires that didn't start in my place that burned up my pasture and several other people's pasture. That's how dry it is, and it's four times within a week.
Holy smokes.
And there have been fire calls out in northeastern Montana every single day, multiple fire calls. So that's how serious it is out there.
Oh, keep all you guys in our prayers. Thanks, Senator. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, thank you, Ms. Spencer.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yes?
Excuse me, I had myself on mute, and I apologize. This is Teresa Manzella. I just would like to ask a clarification on this rule now. I believe I understood Ms. Hockluck to say that they will be organizing further hearings and taking public comment between now and September. And I just want a clarification on that, if my understanding is correct. And I'd like to know the date of the hearing and if there's going to be some between now and September before our next meeting.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I can't remember the name of the...
Ms. Hockluck, she's standing ready, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, yes. If you please repeat your comment, if you could provide any specificity of the hearings, if you can, that'd be great.
Sure. Mr. Chair, Representative Manzella, currently public comment is not open. We have to publish a notice with the Secretary of State to reopen it. Right now, what we're looking at is that legislative history that you all requested at the last meeting. We're also looking through the comments we previously received. From that, we'll propose some changes. Public comment will reopen on those changes. Hearing dates will also be set at that time. I'll make sure the EQC is aware of those dates. And then once that public comment finally closes, it'll probably be sometime after your September meeting. We would take another look. If you object again to the language, you know, we could look at dropping it. We could look at potential amendments. We'd look at our options there, too. But right now, we want to make sure that we have some updated language for you to consider in front of you in September.
Okay, thank you. Just a little bit more clarification.
Follow up.
So thank you, sir. Will there be any public hearings between now and September?
Mr. Chair, Representative Manzella, I would suspect not, just based on, I spoke with our legal secretary on the timelines with the Secretary of State, and the timeline that we are looking at for having to file notices would probably put us at a hearing date that's either just before or after your September meeting. I don't have more updated information than that currently, though.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet. Any other questions? Representative White, is that you?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Representative White. I have a question. I think there was discussion at the EQC meeting about what initiated, a question as to what initiated this rulemaking process on this piece of legislation. I heard a comment that the legislative intent was going to be discussed or brought forward or something, but I think the question at the EQC was what initiated this rulemaking process since this law was put into place? Will we receive any information as to what initiated this process going forward?
Mr. Chair, Representative White, we intend to give you both whatever legislative history we can find as well as something setting out our rationale for why this was brought forward, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You bet.
Mr. Chair, this is Mr. Vincent.
Mr. Vincent.
Question perhaps for the group, but also for Ms. Hakalak. Since this council is going to be reconsidering the rule, would it make sense to have the public hearing at our next meeting on the 27th or 28th? I know here in Butte, Silver Bow, it was fairly routine to have public hearings weaved in within the agenda of regular council meetings here. I don't know if that's something that's done at the state level.
We won't be doing that. It's a separate function, Mr. Vincent, but we will have this issue on our agenda item, and we will take public comments on this issue when we reconsider our objection in September.
Okay. Thank you. Good to know.
Any further questions, comments? Anything for the good of the order? All right. Thank you to Director Tubbs and Hakalak, for being in the room to answer questions. There, I murdered it. Hearing no other comments or questions, hope you all are safe and cool. We're adjourned.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. John Brendan. John Brendan.